This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. India and Laos PDR today signed 6 MOUs and agreements in the fields including defence cooperation, customs, audiovisual and preservation of heritage. India has also decided to provide $1 million financial assistance to a project to improve nutrition security in Laos with food fortification through the India-UN Development Partnership Fund. The MOUs were exchanged in the presence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Laos PDR counterpart Sonikchai Siphandon in Vientiane, Laos PDR. On the second day of his visit to Laos, Prime Minister Narendra Modi met President of Laos PDR Thongloun Sisulit in Vientiane today. The Prime Minister congratulated President Sisulit for successfully hosting the ASEAN Summit and the East Asia Summit. During the meeting, the two leaders discussed bilateral ties and reaffirmed their commitment to further strengthen the close partnership. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also held bilateral talks with Prime Minister of Laos PDR Sonikchai Siphandon in Vientiane. After the meetings, the Prime Minister left for India. Nihon Hidan Kyo, a Japanese group of atomic bomb survivors from Hiroshima and Nagasaki, has won the Nobel Peace Prize 2024. The group, also known as Hibakusha, was recognized for its tireless efforts to achieve a world free of nuclear weapons and for demonstrating through witness testimony that nuclear weapons must never be used again. The award was announced at the Norwegian Nobel Institute in Oslo. Noel Tata has been unanimously appointed chairperson of Tata Trust, the philanthropic arm of the Tata Group, today. This decision was made during a board meeting following the passing of Ratan Tata on Wednesday. Noel Tata, Ratan Tata's half-brother, serves on the boards of several listed companies, including Tata Steel and Voltas. In a significant move towards self-reliance, the Indian Army has rolled out its first overhauled T-90 Bhishma tank, further enhancing its operational readiness. The T-90 Bhishma, the Army's main battle tank since 2003, is known for its firepower, speed and protection. With this overhaul, the tank has become even more powerful and lethal. Principal Secretary to the Prime Minister, Dr. P.K. Mishra, has stressed upon the adoption of a mission mode approach to greening central verges of roads and paving pathways and open areas along roadsides to abate dust generation in New Delhi. During a meeting with the Delhi government and other stakeholders, Dr. Mishra assessed the readiness of the government and other stakeholders to implement both immediate and long-term measures to mitigate air pollution in the national capital. He expressed concern over the persistent air quality issue and underscored the need for strict enforcement of existing laws. Saurabh Chandrakar, one of the main promoters of the Mahadev betting app, was arrested in Dubai today. Chandrakar was arrested following a red corner notice issued by the Enforcement Directorate last year. According to sources, the extradition process has already commenced and it is expected that Chandrakar could be returned to India within a week. India has expressed concern over the situation in Lebanon. In a statement, the External Affairs Ministry said New Delhi is continuing to monitor the situation closely and is concerned at the deteriorating security situation along the Blue Line. The ministry added that inviolability of UN premises must be respected by all and appropriate measures taken to ensure the safety of UN peacekeepers and the sanctity of their mandate. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall at isolated places over Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, South Interior Karnataka, Konkan, Goa, Gujarat, Madhya Maharashtra, Saurashtra and Kutch during 2 to 3 days. According to the IMD, isolated to scattered light to moderate rainfall is also expected over North Interior Karnataka, Rayalaseema, Telangana, coastal Andhra Pradesh and Yanam during the next 2 days. In Bangladesh, a crown of Goddess Kali at the Jeshoreshwari temple in Satkhira was stolen yesterday in a social media post. The High Commission of India in Bangladesh said the crown was gifted by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. And with that, we end this news bulletin.